All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Farm Talk as we get rolling along with a song, a good one, too. And we're heading out to the North Dakota Farmers Union office. Dane Brown, is your official title is Agricultural Strategist, Dane.
That's right, Mick.
Good
handle. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Hey, we want to talk about a couple. You got some gatherings next week, first of which is the Genetics on the Farm, and it's next Thursday, February 25th. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Sure. Thanks, Mick. We're having a summit called Genetics on the Farm. We're going to have speakers come in to talk about upcoming traits and opportunities in the genetics world, and also diversifying your farm. We're pretty excited. This is the second year we're going to have this, and we're excited to have it. It's going to be in our conference center, so if anybody's interested, that's where it'll be, and we hope to get good attendance.
And you can fit several 300 people in there.
Oh, we sure can. We can sure fit a lot of folks. We're not probably planning on 300 like a Precision Ag conference, but we are hopeful for a good count and happy to put this on for our membership and for the folks in North Dakota, help educate them on upcoming genetics and traits and, you know, what's happening in the world of seed right now. There's a lot going on.
And what the future holds, futuristic traits. I know there are, you know, the Enlist, the, you know, all the dicamba and 2,4-D traits that are coming, and some of them this year. So I guess there is a learning curve we got to ride.
There certainly is. And what's also important, we feel, is the story from the processor side as well, is they need to be able to sell the product that that we provide them, and there's also traits, though, additionally, that benefit the processing side, or maybe it's a dietary benefit with different fat levels, there's just all different kinds of things that they can do and that they're working on. So I am excited. We do have a kind of a big speaker coming in, Harl van Mogel. He's a doctor. He's from Biology Fortified. He actually spoke at the Grain Dealers Association. I'm really excited to hear from him on some of the new and future traits. He lives in this world, so it should be good.
And I particularly like one of the topics that you'll be going over for farmers, how to interpret the language found on a bag of seed. That ain't easy anymore.
No. It seems like there's all different kinds of numbers and traits, and you never know what it may mean, and every seed business has a little different. So.
Excellent. All right. Cost to attend and other details. It's next Thursday, the 25th. We got 9 days out here, so plan to attend. Get to Jamestown next Thursday, the 25th. When does it start, and how much is it?
Sure. Thanks. It starts at 9 o'clock and wraps up at 3 that day. It's on Thursday, the 25th. It costs us $35 to attend. We appreciate if you could register in advance, which you can do that on our website at ndfu.org. And there's right on the homepage, there's a link to the genetics conference.
All right. Excellent opportunity to get a good handle on, you know, one of the most important ways of making money on the farm, traits, drought, stress, increasing yield, nutrient uptake, all kinds of good traits are coming. All right. Dane, a couple of other farm financial meetings you have next week.
Yeah, that's right, Mick. We have what we're calling tools to finance your farm and ranch. We understand there's some challenges out there, so we want to hope to provide some opportunities that may be available. And these are free informational meetings across the state that we're putting on in a partnership with the North Dakota Farm Service Agency. Those meetings are the 23rd and the 24th, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Minot, and Dickinson. And again, more information can be found on our website on where those meetings are at and what time they're held at. But we're pretty excited to put these on and get some information out to the farmers and ranchers out there in the country.
All right. We've got a lot of folks listening around Devil's Lake and Dickinson. So could you give the specifics on those meetings?
Sure. The one in Devil's Lake is on the 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. at Lake Region State College. And then in Dickinson, that is the following day on the 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at Dickinson State University in the Ag Building at the auditorium there.
All right. And again, reasons to attend this one. What are we going to learn there, Dane?
Well, things to learn here will be financing options for your farm and ranch, either through an FSA program, guaranteed loan program, or a direct loan program. And also there will be additional information on Bank of North Dakota's new financial stability loan program that will be out there. And also we have a speaker going to be talking about what to kind of prepare when you go to meet with your banker and what information that bank's going to need to see.
So. All right. And we do have a lot of folks listening down in the eastern and central South Dakota. You'd welcome those folks up to the meetings.
Certainly.
In North Dakota. Yeah.
All right. Certainly. All are welcome.
All right. Dane Brown, agricultural strategist, North Dakota Farmers Union. A couple of learning opportunities for you next week. Plan for that. All right. Well, Dane, thank you so much for organizing all of this. We appreciate it. Hope you have a big turnout.
Thanks, Mick. You have a wonderful day.
I'll do it. You the same. Thank you. All right, we are going to take a break, and coming back after this, we're talking grass-fed beef that has its own label, and we have a guy who's kind of the lead knowledge base for grass-fed beef in the whole USA, and he's coming to Alexandria, Minnesota tomorrow. And we'll tell you how you can get a hold of and see this guy, Dr. Alan Williams, coming up next right here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. This is Farm Talk.